Hey folks, and welcome back to another edition of the Quest for Mythical Sorrows. We last left off with the group in the safe room, and we had two players down, slowly dying. We had Erwin, who was at negative five, I believe.
And then it was two.
It was negative two? I'm sorry. And then we had Delphin also, who was down.
At negative two as well.
Okay. So you were all taking a nap now at this point, and you put Trask against the door with his big bracelets on, and I'll let you guys work from there for now. What are you all doing?
Trying not to bleed.
Yeah, I want to check and see how Erwin and who else is down. I can't remember.
Delphin.
Just check to see how they're doing, if they're still alive or just unconscious or what.
They are unconscious at this point.
Well, having woken up, spent the night, I spend a couple of hours praying to St. Cuthbert for guidance and the ability to heal my fallen brethren. And I'm going to cast Cure Light Wounds.
Okay. On whom?
I think I'll go with Erwin first. He and I came into this place together, so.
Aww.
Cool. So. Much appreciated.
And I rolled a five.
All right, so Erwin, you are at three, and you are bruised, but you are still able to open your eyes and see that you are safely in the smelling, rotty room.
What happened?
All right, and so, you know, now that I see he's comfortable, say a quick prayer to St. Cuthbert and head over to Delphin, where I get 6 points of healing.
There you go. Delphin? Delphin, who has a muted mic at the moment.
Dead, burn it, sorry. That was four, he said?
Six.
So that puts me at four. Okay.
Okay, you see his eyes flutter open and he seems to be conscious a bit. Still battered and bruised at this point.
All right. I actually want to talk to Galvin and see what he plans to do with the book.
Galvin's holding it like my precious right now.
Yeah, I have to say, during the time we were resting, I was probably tempted to peek through that book and see if I could have learned anything else, despite my misgivings that it could be dangerous.
Yikes. What was your intelligence?
Well, it's a 16.
Okay. Give me a percentile roll.
Now I have 93.
After perusing through the book, you realize that your eyes are now cross-eyed. You're just like, wow, after reading the book, it gives such a headache. You didn't learn anything. It was just kind of all gibberish to you.
Okay. Well, I'll look cross-eyed at, was it Delphin that was asking me about the book?
Corbin.
Oh.
Well, yeah, you probably were looking at Delphin at this point.
Delphin's trying to patch the giant hole in the back of his armor where he got stabbed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'm holding my head and rocking back and forth. Ow.
Right. Well, Galvin, I entered this place without knowing about the Book of Sorrows in particular. I came here because the town was under such stress from this obviously evil place and wanted to cleanse it of that evil, as St. Cuthbert commanded. And Erwin came with me for this. And we joined quests, thinking that this book may be the source of that evil. Do you have any sense of whether that's true? Have we indeed managed to cleanse this place?
No, I'm not certain that the book is evil, but perhaps the individuals that were trying to use the book for evil, and with you know, my master was killed in search of this book, and the book was in the care of his friend. So I mean, I just don't know if we've cleansed the evil or not, but I think the most important thing we can do is get this book back to back to town. And does anyone remember the name of the of Silverwind's friend?
Well, you look around the room, and you're like, "Oh, I know. Belnor would know." And you notice that Belnor is not in the company of the room for some odd reason.
So I wake up. Is anyone still asleep?
Trask is.
Trask is probably the only one asleep at this point.
Well, I go and wake him up and I say, "You big lump of a dwarf. You were supposed to be guarding this place, yet somehow Belnor is gone. What has happened?"
He kind of groggily looks.
Nothing woke me up. Ain't nothing woke me up in the middle of the night. Did anyone see him come in with us?
I don't know. I was busy caring for our fallen friends.
And I was too busy bleeding on the floor.
And I confess I was focused on the book. How could I let Belnor leave without saying goodbye?
Well, maybe he went out to go scouting or something.
One thing I know for sure, Thor will manage to take care of Belnor. He has been a fine cleric. We need to worry about ourselves. We have injured party members, and we still need to get out of this place.
He may have just went back to town.
It doesn't seem like Belnor, but you're right, he may have.
The question is, how did he get past Trask at the door?
Well, I wasn't always at the door. It's not like I just, like, sat down and then went, "Okay, everyone stay in here." He might have snuck out when our backs were turned.
Well, let's look. Maybe there's evidence on the walls we missed of a secret passage. He could have leaned up against the wall and fell right through.
Yeah, let's look around for secret doors.
Okay, everybody give me a roll.
Dilfin staggers up, holding his back like an old man. And I rolled a 1.
Dilfin does not find anything in this room.
I rolled a 2.
And you do not find anything either.
I got a 5 on my detect secret doors, so I failed.
Yes,
Corbin rolled a 2.
Corbin finds nothing. You guys, after a thorough search of the room and looking everywhere, you do not find another way out of the room other than the one door that was there.
And do we see anything left behind by our comrade?
No. In fact, after a careful search of the room, you notice by the door, everybody's footprints were there except for Belnor's footprints coming back into the room.
Trask starts thinking, "The lad took the treasure and ran."
Yeah, Erwin's gonna check that bag of silver.
What bag of silver?
The one from the chest
that you took?
Yeah.
Alright, it's there.
Still looks silver?
Yeah, it still looks silver.
Okay.
What did we find that had this? Like, it appeared normal to everyone else, but it had smiley faces when I looked at it. What was that?
That was the gold that you threw on the ground when you were frustrated.
Yeah, but didn't everyone else take gold?
No.
I took silver.
Yeah, Erwin took silver. You took a whole bag full of gold. And then when you found that they had smiley faces on it, you just threw the bag on the ground. Mm-hmm. Like, all defeated, like. Just like that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so after a thorough search, you do not find it here nor there of Belnor, and it worries you, but you do wish him the best blessing, and maybe you'll search for him along the way of getting out.
Maybe we'll see his footprints on the in the hallways, in passageways.
Maybe.
I worry that this book still has some evil tendencies left and might have had something to do with it. You said the person who was in charge of this book has gone mad?
And I remember his name is Rupert, and I believe if we return the book to him, it'll restore his sanity.
They didn't get the pleasure of meeting Rupert.
Oh yeah, that's right. You guys didn't get to meet Rupert.
And this
fun guy.
Yeah. And this man has already allowed this book to be stolen once. Is he trustworthy?
I don't know if he's trustworthy. I think he. I do know that my fallen master trusted him.
He could just destroy it.
I'm afraid that there might be some unintended consequences, like perhaps we might be stuck in this accursed place. I mean, we entered through a portal. And how was that portal created? You know, I think it might be dangerous to destroy the book here.
We destroy it once we find our way out.
You know, I think that's an option.
Well said.
Yeah, good playoff on it.
Well, we need to be very careful. I don't know how many allies the Drow had down here, but I, for one, would like to return to town and see if we've managed to alleviate any of their suffering.
Okay. So, what are you guys gonna? Are you guys gonna continue on, or do you want to rest some more for the rest of your party? Or
now, I have one more heal. How is who's the worst off?
I have 3 hit points.
I have 1 hit point.
Yeah, he wins.
I'm down to 9.
All right, Erwin, let's give you some of Cuthbert's best here. And 3 points.
Did you give that to Erwin or?
Yes, Erwin. He was down to 1, correct?
No, that was Delph.
No.
Sorry.
Well, I was down to 1, but I, you know, that's 1 out of 4. You know, that's 25%.
No, that's fine. I'll, Whoever was down to 1.
Cuthbert's best sounds like a salad dressing, nice crispy.
I didn't want to interject, but that's what popped
in my head.
Be
like a ranch or something, or mild
it's
blue
like
cheese?
Like Newman's Own.
Oh, Newman's Own. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Comes in a bottle shaped like a mace.
All right, so at this yeah. Yeah. At this point, you guys can rest some more. But you realize that your rations are running low, and you probably have 2 to 3 more days' worth of rations left.
Yeah, we should get out of here.
I say we leave this place.
Yeah, I'd like to get out of this place. Back into the open.
Back in the wild blue yonder. Alright, so where are you going to go?
Wait, did Corbin heal Galvin?
Not that
I was confused.
Yeah, whoever was down to 1 hit point. Was it Galvin?
Okay, so what was the roll? I missed it. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. 3 points.
Oh, so I'll be up full then. Okay.
So I guess the party's more battered than we realized.
Yeah.
Battered, but not bowed.
So who's going to die? Oh, sorry. I mean, who's going to live?
All of us?
All right, just to get an idea, Crispy, Trask, how many hit points do you have out of whatever?
I have 9 out of 13.
And Galvin?
4.
Stuart? Erwin?
Oh, Erwin, 3.
3. Out of?
10.
Did we heal any during the night? 9.
Delphin?
Delphin's at 4 of 9.
And Corbin?
I'm at 10 of 10.
Okay, and I'm sorry, Trask, what you were saying?
Did we heal during the night?
Yeah, everybody got 1 hit point back from healing.
Okay, so I'm at 10 of
10. So I'd be at 4.
Alright, are we going to rest one more day or move out?
Let's move out.
I'm good to move out.
Yeah.
Alright. Corbin, you have the lead. You walk out of the room to see the usual hallway that you've become accustomed to. And to your left is the slide room which you first came into.
No. I had forgotten about that infernal slide.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to explore to find a way out.
We might be able to throw our dwarf up there.
Oh, no, not again.
He looks and he goes, he shakes his head, but he's got, like, this scared look on his face.
We'll throw you without your axe.
Well, come on, I think I'm getting the hang of it.
And, you know, he is going to have a soft landing in here with all the bones, right?
Yeah, true.
That's true, yeah. No, I'd soft rather not itch. Get thrown. Not okay.
I think there was one door you guys didn't go through.
The south door in this room, right?
Yeah, the south door in the slide room is the only door you've not gone through.
Let's try. Let's. If our now healed rogue would please look at the door, that would be great.
Well, the partially healed rogue will stumble up to the door and see if he can hear anything on the other side.
All right.
Other than the dog barking in the background?
Yes, you hear a fierce dog barking. No, you hear nothing. Nothing at all.
Is there a lock on the door?
There is no lock on this door. This judge has a rope.
Okay, I will look for
not
traps.
The door I was staring.
What, Erwin?
My find traps was 04.
Okay, Erwin, would you have interjected with something?
Yeah, I said, was that the door I was staring at?
No. Different okay. room.
Okay.
Okay, you do not find any traps on this door whatsoever.
Okay. I will back up and point to the dwarf and say, I didn't find any traps on the door.
Right. He cracks his knuckles, kind of strides over all high and mighty, and just pushes it open. Or opens it. Pull whichever.
Yes. Be careful now, huh? You fling the door open, Trask style, jumping into the room, falling through a pit, and dying. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
You walk right into the room. You see it's a very lavish room. You see what looks like to be couches and velvet pillows, and you smell lavender incense. You see it's dimly lit and from various little small fire pots, and you see it looks like to be a throne. And various two small thrones next to it. The middle throne is up higher than the rest. It's a large backing. And it looks like to be maybe like a throne room or maybe a ceremonial room or something.
Hmm.
Is the throne on the opposite end of the room from where we're standing at the door?
Yes, from where you can see it's on the very opposite side of the room. This is a large, large room.
So do we see any exits from here?
From this angle, no.
All right, let's go in, guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's cautiously move into the room.
All right.
To see if we can see any other doors or exits.
You go towards the throne, I assume, or?
Delphin will eyeball the throne.
Delphin will hop on the throne?
Eyeball it.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, that was quick.
Look around, search it.
All right.
I don't want to go straight down the room. I want to go to this around the sides, around the wall.
All right.
I think what we're doing is we're just kind of looking to see if there are any other doors.
You do see that now on further inspection of the room, there is another door behind the set of thrones. It was hidden because they were right in the way of it, up on a block. It seems to be a smaller size door, maybe Trask size door.
Big Trask or little Trask?
Little Trask.
Like little Trask or normal size little Trask?
F and A, come on. 3-something.
You're the one who gave us all the shape-changing magic items.
That's true. It's the normal Trask size.
Default mode,
yes.
Is there any carvings or inlays or gems in the thrones?
Yes, there is various carvings of moons, pentagrams, the sun. There is a couple gems here and there on the thrones, on the handle areas.
It looks like it's time for me to pop these out, guys.
Well, before you do the moons and pentagrams and gems form any sort of magical pattern that I recognize?
Yes, it says do not sit.
Okay. Wait, who says do not sit? Asmodeus?
No, the symbols and everything you translate to says do not sit.
Okay. Do not sit, guys. That's the feeling I get from this throne. And the smaller thrones, do they have the same kind of designs on them?
Yes, but the words do not make sense on them that you can translate.
Okay.
Not sit here either.
Yeah, or here.
This throne is too soft. This throne is too hard.
This I was thinking the same
just
thing.
Just right.
So can I pick the gems out now?
Go for it.
Alright.
Well, we gotta pay for this trip.
It's true.
Delphin will pull out a dagger and try to work the gems out without destroying them.
Alright, it's gonna take you some time to do that, but you will manage to do that probably within 20 minutes. You could probably pop one gem out. And that will give you a successful full gem without any scratches or dinks to it.
Okay.
And you estimate it's probably holding it in the palm of your hand, probably 300-400 gold pieces. At least.
Okay.
Jeez. And while they're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and examine the door.
It's a nice little door. About your height. It seems to have a skeleton key lock on it. And it has which looks like, I hate to say this, but it looks like a picture of a treasure chest on the front of it. Of the door itself.
I'm gonna try the door. Is it locked?
Of course.
And they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
I want behind this door.
Well, I know treasure. You do.
It says so right there.
It says so right on the door. So I'm gonna walk over the few feet or whatever it is to the thrones and kind of inform everyone of what I found on the door.
Okay.
And what I think might be behind it.
Okay.
Okay, this looks like another trick from trick. I mean, obviously, our dwarf friend loves treasure. This door is dwarf sized. This is not. This is probably not the way out, guys. And it's probably not a real treasure. It's my guess.
But treasure.
It seems to make sense to me that this, if you're going to have a treasure room, this would be the most protected place to have it. And I certainly, while I don't condone thievery in general, I think we have more than earned this, more so than the evildoers who claim this treasure. Couldn't hurt to at least open the door.
I mean, they're dead. They're not using it.
Nice logic.
I'll go for it.
But the door's locked.
All right, well, when Dolphin gets through getting the gem out of the throne, I will go see what the dwarf is ranting about and see if I can unlock the door for him after looking for traps.
After looking for traps. All in one breath. So you're looking for traps first or unlocking the door first?
Looking for traps, and I rolled an 88, so probably no traps.
You did not find any traps.
And... Oop. 0-4 again for unlock.
Is it 0-4? All right.
Yeah.
Easily you pop open that lock.
I tell him that the door is unlocked, but I found no traps, but this room seems like just screaming traps, so be careful.
I grab him by the back of his shirt just to make sure he doesn't take off for a dead run.
You mean Trask?
Yes.
I get to see that.
He starts to, but he kind of falls backwards as he's caught by the grip. He falls on his butt.
Poof. All right.
He gets up, dusts himself off, and kind of walks over.
Okay.
Just, he inches over, like, slowly, and then goes to try the door and open it.
All right, you
slowly
put your little paw on the door. You turn it, and the door seems to have some give, so you can pull it towards you.
Okay, I pull it towards me.
Okay, there's such a bright light that you of yellow that you can't see. And then once your eyes adjust, you see that there it leads out into what looks like to maybe be a balcony. But that's all you can see from this vantage point.
I look to the others kind of quizzically, like, asking, what should I do?
Did we see the yellow glow?
Yes, everybody saw the yellow glow when she opened the door. Ooh. It seems to have faded away.
Is there fresh air coming through the door now?
Yes, it's different from what's in the room.
Hmm.
When you say yellow glow, is it like sunlight yellow glow or yellow glow from torches or some other form of light?
Some other form of light.
Oh, okay.
And you say it went away?
It faded as your eyes adjusted.
Okay.
Because this room was kind of dark compared to the other rooms. It's kind of like an entertainment chamber.
So it looks just like an empty balcony?
Well,
from the doorway?
From Trask's point of view, who's the only one standing in front of the door, he sees a balcony. Or what looks like a balcony.
I kind of grip Trask's shoulder to get his attention, and I say, Trask, you're the only one of proper size to get through this door. Are you sure you want to explore this alone?
You guys could get through the door.
Oh.
Yeah, if you just kneel down.
Yeah, it's not that small.
just crawl through, yeah.
Really?
That sounds so demeaning.
Oh.
Demeaning. I'm this size all the time.
Exactly. No, not all the time.
That's true.
Tell me when you go through, because I'll write the description for you, and then you can react.
I'll go through.
Okay, is anybody gonna follow?
Well, after he's asked if he wants to do this, he pulls up his pants and kind of marches through.
Yeah, Dolphin will follow behind him.
Okay, where else is gonna go to?
I'll go last.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to... I kind of just shake my head as like, well, we don't need to be separated, so I'll go ahead and go on through.
Okay. And then Trask walks through the archway, and he sees what he sees as the other ones are still struggling to get through the archway, figuring out how to move, maneuver their weapons and everything to get through. Trask?
The others hear kind of like a shriek of joy, and then they, as they're looking through crawling, they see Trask just jump off the balcony. He does like a cannonball.
You see him cannonball off the balcony?
He is.
Okay.
Delphin tries to, I don't know, grab him, stop him, catch him?
No, nothing.
I don't know what's on the other side.
And you all manage to crawl through, dust yourself off. You look over the balcony, you see what looks like to be... Hold on a second. Yeah. What looks like to be the most gold you've ever seen in your life, and you see Trask swimming around in it like Scrooge McDuck. Miraculously, he took no damage because I guess just the belief of the gold and his sappiness. But he
sees I don't understand what all this gold is doing here. This doesn't make any sense to me. Is there a dragon here? I mean, this is what's going on here, guys. I don't believe this at all.
Well, Trask believes it as he's swimming, doing the backstroke right now.
I'll grab a large sack and throw it down to Trask and say, fill her up.
You do notice there is a pair of steps on the side of the balcony that leads down into the treasure room.
Do we see anything in there but gold?
That's all you see is just gold. Okay. Tons and tons of gold.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
Disbelieve!
You guys are gonna disbelieve?
Yep.
I'm gonna poke around the room looking for anything other than gold, you know, objects of interest, anything.
Nope, just gold.
Alright. Yeah, I'm just gonna look for an exit.
Alright. You search around the room, which seems to go on for miles on end.
Well, I'm not going to walk miles and miles away from
it. Hey, you said you were searching for a way out. Okay, you go maybe a couple maybe feet away from the party, and you realize that the room just goes on and on and on as Tress swims by you and spits a piece of gold in your face.
How high is the ceiling?
It's like a fountain.
Yeah. How high is the ceiling? From the gold that you're walking on, probably well over 300 feet away. Large, large room.
You know, guys, maybe there is a dragon around here.
I try and get everyone's attention and say, I agree. This is far more treasure than a simple drow could have collected. We have defeated him easily enough. We need to grab gold if you need.
I think at this point, Erwin's going to be pouring out the silver to pick up the gold.
No, I'm something's up here. I mean, even if he did have all this gold, there's no guard. There's no traps. There's nothing.
Trask, make sure they don't have smiley faces.
This door was locked.
Who knows the ways of a dark elf?
That is awesome.
Maybe they just think everybody's going to be so fearful of them that they won't have to defend their traps or their treasure.
That's awesome. Right in the middle of swimming, Corbin says, Trask, make sure that doesn't have smiley faces on them. I can just let him roleplay that part out. Go ahead.
So I'm gonna take a piece of gold out of like my armor and see if it has a smiley face on it.
No, it has the standard king crown on it of the realm.
Then Trask gets to thinking, he's like, you know, all the other treasure I've come across has had stupid smiley faces on it.
Right.
So I'm going to try and... I'm going to see if I can disbelieve it.
You're disbelieving the gold.
I'm going to disbelieve the gold. I'm like, I don't know if this is real, guys. I think they might be right.
All right. Anybody that wants to disbelieve it, do a save versus spells.
Dolphin will disbelieve it right into a sack.
Dolphin's believing the gold into his sack.
I got a 20 total.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Please let it be real.
I rolled a 12, and I needed a 12.
15.
Ooh, I rolled a 2. I believe that gold like nobody's business.
What did you get, Erwin?
13.
Oh, so you didn't make it, huh?
No.
Okay.
Seems strange, but...
I know.
Can't argue my senses.
Everybody just seems to think it's gold, and it's gold in front of you.
Well, not to be left out, I'll,
Of course, I only have a wisdom of 7, so, you know, hey.
I'm going to pick up one of the pieces of gold and see if there's... Do I see anything unusual? Anything different than...
Looks like gold. Trask, you get that message?
Yeah, I did.
Trask is not swimming anymore. He has a very defeated look on his face.
He kind of gets up and tries to, like... You see him just brushing his clothes off for some reason. Then he walks up the stairs back into the room.
Trask, where are you going?
A few seconds later, you hear like a loud kind of raucous noise as things are just being thrown against walls and
what are you throwing?
Over.
What are you throwing and tipping over in that room?
Pillows and thrones and whatever else isn't bolted down or on fire.
Noisy pillows.
That would consist of thrones, too, so... Is that what he's doing?
Just Can yelling he... and screaming his head off.
He's under attack, guys!
Well, that's what you would think.
Yeah. Yep. Alright, I'll rush up the stairs.
Okay, you come back to the room and you see the room is, except for the three thrones, in disarray. It looks like a battle went on here. I mean, the pillows are ripped and thrown across the room, and the tapestries were pulled down. The fire pits are half out, and you just see Trask in the middle of the room, huffing and puffing, sweating.
Calm down. What happened?
I'm gonna take the sack that I filled.
Right.
And then I'm gonna take a handful of gold and I'm gonna throw it at his face.
At whose face? At Galvin's face?
At whoever just asked me.
Yeah, it's me, Galvin.
Alright, so he pulls out a handful of gold, and he just whips it right at your face, and you kind of get hit by it. It doesn't hurt, but you get hit by it.
Are you mad?
And you're insane!
It ain't gold! And then he tips the sack over and pours it out.
Well,
how do you know?
How would I prove to them that it's not gold? I'm gonna take a piece and bite into it.
All
even
right.
though I can see what it really is.
Okay, you see that Trask takes a piece and he seems to bite right through it.
And then I tell him to test it out for himself. Take a taste. Take a deep, long taste.
Okay. I'll pick up a gold piece off of the ground that he threw at me and very tenderly bite into it.
All right. Save versus spells. You get +4.
8.
You still believe it's gold.
You're
killing me.
I'll try one.
+4. spells.
Got it.
Okay, perfect. You take a nice chomp into it, and it's the most disgusting wet, liquidy... almost as if it was, like, mud.
Ugh.
And then you see it for what it really is.
Which is, what, mud cake?
Mud.
Mud. I checked my bag of silver.
Your bag of silver is still silver.
Ah, okay.
Which leaves Delphin, who has a bag full of gold, and Corbin, who has a bag full. Well, you didn't take any, but...
No, I didn't take any. I don't need to taste it. I just know as much as Trask loves gold, he wouldn't eat it.
All right, then you make a save. Plus four.
Delphin is strongly going to believe that it is gold, and nobody can change his mind.
All right, Corbin, you realize that it is also mud. And Delphin is still clinging onto his sack of gold like it's gold. But it looks like a big wet pile of mud in his bag.
I'm going to go look over the balcony.
It just looks like a big giant mud pit. As if now you realize what it might have been. It probably could have been the gladiatorial arena, and that's the balcony where the king and queen went out and sat.
I go back and look at Trask. Is he filthy?
Yes.
He swam around in it?
Yes.
So if this was a gladiatorial arena, the gladiators must have had a way in and out.
Correct.
Should we go back and look for exits?
Sure,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, what need do we have of gold now that we have this book? Let's get out of here.
Delphin still believes that it's gold, and actually, I think Galvin, you still believe it's gold too.
I do, but I've got more pressing matters here. I want to get out of here.
All right, so you're going to head into the gold/mud room to venture forth, or what?
Yes, I want to look in there and see if we can see any exits now that the illusion has gone from some of our eyes.
All right, so you go back into the room, you climb down the stairs, and you do see that the room is not going on miles on end. It actually stops at probably 400 to 500 feet, maybe a football length away, and you do see two large wooden doors, as in probably 30 feet in the air wooden doors. With big handles and ropes attached to them.
The big door.
And that's on the southern wall?
That would be you. If you were standing at the north, that would be on the southern wall, yes.
Okay.
And you also notice that to your right and to your left, what looks like maybe possibly balconies where people sat to watch.
Are there steps leading up to those balconies like those steps we came down?
Not that you can see.
So the big doors are either where they let the big monsters in to kill the gladiators, or maybe a way out.
Well, it seems like the way to go.
There is at least one door behind us we have not tried. In the room with the fire pit and the statue of Asmodeus, there was a door on the northern wall that we never opened. Whether it's worth returning and trying that, I don't know. We might as well. We're this far. We already have one muddy dwarf. We might as well march on.
I'll give everybody a chance on this one roll, and this is the one time I'll do it. This is called what I use in my campaigns called a memory recall. Or recall of the memory, which was later, which I think Pathfinder wound up incorporating into their games later on. I'm not sure, but everybody take a d20, and you have to roll D20, and you have to get over a 14. And add any wisdom bonus you have to that roll.
You have been listening to the Quest for the Book of Sorrows. If you have any questions or comments, please visit the cast at rfipodcast.com. Follow the cast on Twitter at rfipodcast or at facebook.com/rfipodcast. Join us next time for the Quest for the Book of Sorrows.